Where would we be without the MCU universe for Benicio del Toro? It's not like he had any sort of career before that or anything. Yeah. My goodness. Yeah. Justine Bateman is celebrating a birthday today. Of course, she's Jason Bateman's big sister. Most of us remember her as Mallory Keaton on Family Ties. She hasn't done much acting since then. She had that movie in the 80s, too. Remember, I believe it was called Satisfaction. And that's where she was the leader of a band, and it was mostly a girl band, except for, like, I believe they had a male drummer, and they were trying to get rich and famous. And I remember that movie specifically. They were living in a van, and then she gets herself a rich boyfriend, and it doesn't go well, and it's 80s drama.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a reason why she's been kind of out of the loop for a while. She, a few years ago, on social media, somebody there was a lot of criticism about how she looked, that she had aged. Oh no, she actually aged, and people were really, really mean to her. And she wrote a book, actually, and I really respect her because, you know, you have, I don't know why, you know, so many of the actors that are out there, they're the older actors anyway, they're constantly chasing the fountain of youth, and they have to have all this plastic surgery and all this work done because they want to perpetually be in their 20s when they're clearly not.
Yeah.
And so Justine actually wrote a book about it, and you know, maybe because, I mean, you can imagine, I mean, if you're just, you're a public person, a public, you have a public profile, you're a celebrity, whatever,
right?
And people are just so, you know, ruthless and cruel to you on social media. So I actually kind of respect Justine Bateman now, and, you know, I mean, just the fact that she's just, you know, kind of out there just telling, you know, other actresses, hey, look, you know, you don't have to go down this rabbit hole of plastic surgery and Botox and whatnot. So, yay for her.
I know, absolutely. And I know she's gone on to also have her own production company. She writes, she produces a little bit, besides writing a book. She's also done
the scenes,
she's also done some poetry and stuff over the years. So she hasn't just disappeared. It just happens that you don't see her on camera anymore. But no, I totally agree. There's such a stereotypical how females should look, especially females in Hollywood. And then when they don't, all of a sudden they're just banished. Or they're somebody's mom, even when they're only in their like 30s, right? It's it's kind of crazy. But she is celebrating her 58th birthday today. So don't worry about Justine Bateman. She's done okay.
She's doing okay.
She's doing okay. Seal also celebrating a birthday today. Remember, for a split second in time, he was a singer and married to Heidi Klum. He is celebrating his 61st birthday today. Leslie David Baker. Maybe we'll pull out some Seal this morning. I know we got a couple things in the library. I love Seal. Leslie David Baker, who is Stanley Hudson on The Office, celebrating his 66th birthday today. Jeff Daniels is also on the list. He played Del Harris in Amazon's American Rust and former FBI director James Comey in the Showtime miniseries based on A Higher Loyalty. Not bad for the guy who played Harry in the Dumb and Dumber movies, by the way. He is 69 years old today. Yeah, I love Jeff Daniels. Tony Iommi, who recently wrapped up an amazing career with Black Sabbath, is celebrating his 76th birthday. He is the only original member to appear on every Sabbath album, by the way. If you're a fan or not a fan, now you know that. You can win some Trivial Pursuit with that. Paul Dean from Loverboy, the songwriter and the guitarist for the group, is 78 years old. Some of their big hits, Working for the Weekend, Turn Me Loose, Hot Girls in Love. And then, of course, they had the Top Gun power ballad, Heaven in Your Eyes. Speaking of somebody who's had too much plastic surgery, Smokey Robinson is celebrating his 84th birthday. Love Smokey Robinson all the way from his young Motown days. But you mentioned the plastic surgery and wanting to look like a fountain of youth. Smokey doesn't even really look like himself anymore. It's very, very kind of bizarre when you see Smokey Robinson. He's 84 years old. Of course, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. I love him. His classic hits with the Miracles included You've Really Got a Hold on Me, one of my all-time favorites. I second that emotion, The Tracks of My Tears, and also The Tears of a Clown. I love Smokey, but he could lay off the Botox at any point now. It would be
him and Lionel, I think, could chill out a little bit.
Lionel, least looks like himself yet to some degree, right? Mm-hmm. Where Smokey, when you see him, you're kind of like, wait, I think that's Smokey. I'm pretty sure that's Smokey Robinson kind of thing.
If you have Smokey Robinson and Madonna in the same room, they're strangers, right?
Yes.
Don't even recognize
The face
them.
Is very tight. It's very, very yes. tight. There's been a few things that have been pulled back and pinned back in place, I'm pretty sure, with Smokey. So, yeah, Justine Bateman could give him some advice. We'll put it like that. And of course, then I'll mention again, my baby, my Dexter, celebrating his 17th birthday today. My goodness. Nothing makes Happy a mama birthday, feel Dexter. Older than when you realize that your kid is almost out of their teens, Finn. Just a couple of more years. That's my baby. That's my baby almost out of his teens. But he did have a wonderful weekend. Cool. And he is being fair to his dad. He doesn't want his carrot cake for his birthday until his dad is able to come home and have some with him. So nice. I know. And so he's like, are you still willing to do half pecans, half not? I said, of course. Just for your birthday, I'm willing to do half and half for you and your dad.
He has
share.
A conscience.
He does. He does. Good. Which actually, that does make me feel better, because normally about 4 years ago, he'd been just like, oh, screw dad, just make the cake. I don't care if he gets any. Exactly. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Partly cloudy today, 44 for a high. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 27. Lots of sun as we go about the next few days. 51 tomorrow and then 54 on Wednesday. Right now, it is 20. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast with Sean Cable. He's going to tell you more about what you can expect with this weather over the next few days. Plus, we'll have a look at ABC and local news here on Max FM.
Compeer Financial, a long-standing partner with FFA at both local and state levels, is proud to recognize and celebrate Baraboo FFA members during National FFA Week. Connect with your local Compeer Financial team by calling 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction around the world to the sudden death of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. Western leaders blaming Vladimir Putin.
Putin, the killer! Putin, the killer!
People taking to the streets across Europe, from Germany to France. A sign at a memorial in London reading, killed but not forgotten. In Russia, police detaining more than 400 people in at least 32 cities, dragging them away from memorials after laying flowers in memory of the late Russian opposition activist, an act of defiance not tolerated.
ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. Congress is in recess this week, the House having yet to send President Biden a bill that funds Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The International Court at The Hague holding hearings today on the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of the Palestinian territories. Oppenheimer, the big winner at last night's BAFTAs, Britain's equivalent of the Oscars. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Last Friday, the Iowa County Sheriff's Office arrested two men for alleged possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture or store methamphetamine. After a traffic stop Friday night on Wisconsin Highway 23 near Roe Road in Dodgeville Township, an Iowa County canine alerted deputies who proceeded to conduct a search of the suspect's vehicle. A 44-year-old Dodgeville man was arrested on charges of possessing drug paraphernalia to manufacture, compound, convert, produce, or store methamphetamine. Another man, a 31-year-old from Dodgeville, was also arrested on similar charges. Both men were arrested and are being held in the Iowa County Jail. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10 here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, sunshine, 51. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 54. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
99.7 Max FM. It's 8:10 right now. CL celebrating his 61st birthday today. Of course we had to pull out CL. It's crazy now on 99.7 Max FM. Crazy as he celebrates his 61st birthday today. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That's a good song this morning. I love it.
I think that was the first big one for Seal.
Yeah. And then he had Kiss by a Rose, you know, as well. And those were like his two really big ones.
Kiss from a Rose, which was from the Batman Forever movie.
Yeah, that was
movie,
a great one.
Which it totally reminds me of Colin, my son Colin, when he was little, because we went to go see the Batman movie. He was only like a couple of years old, maybe. So he was still working on the English language. So he couldn't quite except for the, you know, experts in the crowd. Yeah, we were all okay. So he's we went to go see the Batman movie. The lights go down and it's really quiet, and the Warner Brothers logo comes up. Total silence in the audience. Warner Brothers logo comes up, and suddenly my kid, top of his lungs,
that's awesome.
So many people in the audience just started cracking up. It's another one of those moments. Yes. Where you think back to, you know, I'll never forget that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great story. So while we were going through news there and things, I was watching the video for Turn the Lights Back On, the Billy Joel song.
Yeah.
First of all, I am a huge fan of this new song from Billy Joel.
Yes.
Because
beautiful.
It's beautifully written, and it's very Billy Joel, is it not? Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing, too, that I was really worried about when Billy Joel announced he was going to make new music. I was like, is it going to have the same sound that we know from Billy Joel? What is Billy going to sound like now, especially because it's been a few years since we've heard him sing? Sounds amazing yet. He absolutely sounds amazing. He can still play the piano like nobody's business. And I really am a huge fan of this new song because it is everything that we know and love about Billy Joel as a song maker. Is it not? Like, that's how I feel when I listen to it.
You want more, right? I mean, it makes you want more. Yeah.
It's got like the big crescendo with the piano and the orchestra in it. And it's just Billy doing his thing at his piano. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. And the video for it, you're right. I mean, if you don't get a little nostalgic watching that, there were a few times I had even goosebumps and chills watching it because you just remember watching Billy at the height of his career through all of those different stages, right? And then the footage they put at the end of it from his real life with his kids and all of that. It's awesome. It's an awesome, awesome video. So I'm glad I took the time to actually watch that this morning. Thank you for telling me because I had no idea the new video was out.
I think it just got released last week. It might have been Thursday or Friday. And I watched it a couple of times over the weekend, and I'm not afraid to admit I got a little choked up watching it.
It's nostalgic. It's very nostalgic watch. Yeah. And again, I think for if you're a music fan, or even if you don't love Billy Joel but you're just a music fan, it's one of those things where when you look at him sitting there through the decades, and again, like you said earlier today, a lot of AI has been used, but at the same time, if you don't understand that, I mean, the greatness of this man sitting at the piano, you're missing the point, because he's amazing and Billy is not getting any younger. And the fact that we now have new music from him, I think, is just phenomenal. And I hope he continues to work with this new young writer that he worked with on this particular song. I mentioned that when he was at the Grammys and performed this song, they did these stories in between some of the big acts, you know, the ones who were taking the stage, about what this particular song meant, why they were doing it, where they were at in their career, all of that kind of stuff. And the longest time was spent on Billy Joel and this new young songwriter that he's working with.
Such a cool story.
I mean, a great story.
Who meets with a fan?
Right? I mean,
what celebrity of that stature actually goes and meets with a fan? You know?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I mean, it was 2 years in the making from the time they sat down to have the lunch that Billy ordered his food to go because he was so sure the meeting was going to be over in about 5 minutes, to when he actually released the song and debuted it at the Grammys. It's very, very cool. And I hope he continues to work with that guy because he obviously knows Billy Joel, obviously knows the flow of Billy Joel and the sound. And I think he pulled out some good stuff from Billy Joel. So I hope they continue to collaborate and work together. And I hope there's more new music down the road for Billy
and this
young guy.
And you know, not everybody's a Billy Joel fan. I get it. You know, I don't exactly have rose colored glasses when it comes to Billy Joel.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not a fan. I love the song Innocent Man.
Yes.
But the album is not.
Oh, it's not great.
It's not. It is a little.
Yeah.
I understood what he was trying to do. He was trying to pay tribute to all those, you know, 50s and 60s band groups, doo-wop groups and stuff like that. I get that, but it's not one of my go-to albums for him. But throughout the rest of his career. I mean, The Stranger. I mean,
come on.
That album is a masterpiece.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
You know, I mean, he's 52nd Street with Big Shot, yeah. My Life. And, I mean, the guy has given us so much music.
And when I hear Turn the Lights Back On, it gives me a little bit She's a Woman vibe. Kind of, you mm-hmm. know, just that mm-hmm. piano, the melody, all of that kind of stuff. It doesn't sound anything the same, but it's that same vibe that you get mm-hmm. when you listen to it going way back into Billy's early career. So take a listen if you have some time today.
Watch the video for sure.
Yeah, if you're hanging out on President's Day with that bottle of wine I mentioned earlier this morning.
Your Morgan David.
That's right. You can get a little nostalgic watching Billy Joel. Get yourself in a rabbit hole of music. Not a bad way to spend a President's Day, quite honestly, if you ask me. Now, before we talk about cute little puppies and kitties, you know, we were talking about Gen Zers this morning when we were talking about, you know, presidents and what they want from their government. What we just want is general. In general, from our president of the United States as we enter another election year, I found this to be really interesting because you need to dig the Sports Illustrated football phone out of the attic at this point, because the teenager in the house might actually want to try it out. Old school landline phones with a cord, believe it or not, are the new trendy thing for Gen Zers to own. Retro stuff from the 90s and early 2000s is really big right now, just in general. That also includes flip phones and the original iPods, if you can still find one and get it to work. Now, most established adults ditched the landline years ago because, well, we don't need them anymore, right? We just talked about that a couple weeks ago. They're slowly becoming extinct, like the dinosaurs at this point. So there was an article recently written that asked young people to explain the fascination. Corded phones are a lot less convenient, obviously, right? But one girl called them cute and romantic. She says that she loves to talk and twirl the little cord, and she says it makes her feel like she's on Sex and the City. By the way, Carrie used a cordless phone on the show, just in case anybody's wondering. Okay. Yeah. So the same girl said that she has an answering machine, too, but she couldn't remember the name, so she called it a voicemail machine. Oh, my gosh. She also said that she likes the thrill of knowing who's calling, not knowing who's calling, I should say, because there's no caller ID. Yeah, that's why we had bot calls and spam calls for years and years, and we had to come up with those do not call lists because of people just like this who liked the thrill of not knowing. But it is interesting that our Gen Zers, who are so up on technology, right, who have never known a world without Google and the interwebs, would be so enamored with a corded phone. I think that is a little strange and maybe a little frightening all at the same time. But, you know, here we are. Be a lot less, you know, trouble in the world if maybe we didn't have our smartphones.
Well, yeah, totally. But these Gen Zers, I always feel like they're mocking us, which I guess, it makes sense. I mean, when we were younger, we kind of laughed at some of the things that our parents and our, you know, our grandparents were into. I mean, I'm into it when they like vinyl and they like, you know, didn't we have a story like a couple of months ago about how they didn't know what CD players were? You know?
Yeah, they had no idea.
Yeah. And no, some of the retro stuff that they're discovering now that they find cool.
Yeah.
That I'm okay with that. But when they're just constantly mocking us. You're a boomer, Dad. Yeah.
I just find it fascinating that, you know, for as hooked to technology as they are, they would really want to use the archaic landline. Like, I'm blown away by that. Now, I can honestly say, having two Gen Zers in my life, there is no way that they would go with a landline for any reason, any day of the week at all. I mean, there's no reason for it.
Well, if they lived in the place we lived in last year, they might have changed their mind about that. They might have gone.
Thing that works. Yeah.
You know, and I saw the story about some rural people that are really concerned about the ditching of landlines, because if you're in an area where you can't get cell service, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, that's the kind of boat we were in back then, you know.
And, you know, honestly, living in Wisconsin, you should probably
have a lot of spots like that.
Yeah. There's a lot of places that are not internet friendly. There's a lot of places that are not cell signal friendly. It doesn't matter what provider you're on. You're just not getting a service whatsoever. So, I mean, I understand the rural people really, really struggling with that concept of not having a landline, because emergencies happen. Sometimes you need a phone, and your wireless, your cell, whatever you want to call it, is not always going to be the most convenient or practical in some instances, just depending on the day. So, and sometimes even just living in town or close to a town, sometimes it's really rocky. Like our provider was having a really hard time when we'd go into Reedsburg for quite some time. It's a little better now, but even some days I'm like, huh, well, I must be right at the line of Reedsburg and the highway, because now my phone won't do anything. Like sending a text, doing anything. There are days when I'm like, this sucks. You know, and then you panic a little bit, like I do, because it's supposed to work. You're supposed to be able to take this thing anywhere, and it's supposed to work. And I panic just a little bit. So
I keep waiting for these Gen Zers, though, and hopefully I'll still be alive to see it. But hopefully, as they get older and they start to get to be the old person yelling at the kids to get off their lawns, I'm waiting for the period where they realize that the older technologies were just, they were better. They were more technically proficient in some ways.
Yeah, they like, had because to be.
I love flat screen TVs. They're great. They're wonderful. Yeah. Okay. But you have to buy a new flat screen TV every, what, 3 or 4 years, whatever. Yep. Back in the old days, we used to have those solid state.
Oh, come on. You know, those tube TVs are still working somewhere in a dump. Exactly. They really are. They are. That you could plug one of those in after sitting out in the elements for months and years.
It would still
that
work.
That thing's still going to pick up a channel. It's still going to. So, you know, it's funny. I should ask Dexter. I still have my old Mickey Mouse phone, my landline that I had in my room. My aunt and uncle got it for me when they went to Disney World one time. They had a condo down in Florida. And so every year they'd go to Disney World or Disneyland or whatever's in Florida. I don't even know.
One of those.
Yeah. the Mickey Empire. And I had the best Mickey phone. It was a tall one. It was probably about 15 inches tall. And it was Mickey holding a phone. And then it would ring and you take it off of his hand. And it was the best. So I'm sure I have that in a box somewhere. I should see if a kid wants it. I should see if Dexter wants to resurrect
if
that
if he doesn't
thing.
Sell it on eBay, because I'm betting it probably sell for
I should
enough.
If I can find it somewhere. I really should, because I bet you some it was in mint condition. It was like I wasn't allowed to talk on the phone very much in my room, because that was just my mom's rule, and so I wasn't allowed to do that and twirl the phone like this girl the cord like this girl in the article. So it's pretty much in mint condition. I mean, there's a good chance it could probably sell for quite a bit if I could find it. So maybe I'll work on that. That's how I'm going to fund Dexter's college education. If he doesn't want it, I might as well put it to practical use, right?
Exactly, yeah.
We do have to talk about our little puppies and kitties here this morning, Finn, very quickly. Of course, we're talking about our pets of the week over at the Sauk County Humane Society. We have a couple of awesome pets this week who need great homes.
Look at these two.
I know, aren't they
Somebody
gorgeous?
Better move on these fast, otherwise I'm going to adopt both of them.
I know, they're awesome. So we're going to start with our dog of the week, who is Loki. Loki is between 7 and 8 months old. He's a lab mix, and he's on the larger side, and Loki is very, very active. In fact, he was surrendered when his owner felt that he was just a bit too much, a little too hyper, needed some training. He does fairly well on a leash walk, but he can become very excited, especially when he sees another dog. Well, he just wants to play, because he's also still a puppy, so he's got that energy in him as well. Loki's also very strong, so his new family would be able to would have to be able to handle his size, strength, and activity level, and also provide him with some training. I'm betting with the lab mix in him, though, if you got Loki some really great training and somebody who could help you control him a little bit, oh, he's going to be an awesome family member. Yeah. He's going to just be awesome. He can also be a little jumpy, so older children are a must. He would love a fenced-in yard to play, run off some energy, and work on his training. He could share his home with the right dog, but not cats or small critters. That's the lab in him, right? He will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on his vaccines before going home. He is a puppy yet. He is just a baby yet. So a little time, a little patience with Loki, and he is going to be an amazing companion. He also, you know, we always talk about this. He also looks like one of those dogs who'd love a summer adventure with you, maybe even in a winter one, you know, getting out there. If you love to be out hiking in the winter or even in the summer, boating, Loki looks like he's going to be the one to, like, you know, do the dive exercises right off the boat, because
I would love to see him hanging out with our golden girl, because I think him and Sunset would get along really well.
He's just awesome. And he looks so happy. happy. Look at that face of this photo. He looks super happy. So check out Loki over at the website. I'll tell you that address here in just a minute. And then, of course, we have our cat of the week, who is Riker. He is a 3-year-old male orange tabby. He is a people cat. He just looks like a cool dude who loves to hang out, doesn't he? He prefers to spend time lounging on a chair in your lap, and that's exactly what he's doing in his photo. The toys, scratchers, and playing don't really seem to be his thing. He's chill, and he's a little bit independent at times. He would definitely be the guy to be your shadow, keeping tabs on all your whereabouts and waiting for you to sit so that he can have some lap time and some snuggles. His purr will also tell you how happy he is. Riker is neutered. He'll be microchipped and up to date on his vaccines before going home. And as I look at his little paws, I see he's polydactyl on one paw as we're sitting here talking and looking. Just the one. Just the one. Yeah. He's got one that he's got an extra little toe on. So check out Riker, because he is a beautiful, just cool kind of cat. Gorgeous. Yeah, you can't go wrong with Riker. Of course, we'll remind you that volunteer orientation is scheduled for Saturday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. You can fill out your application online or by going to their Facebook page over the under the volunteer heading. If you have a kiddo who wants to volunteer, anybody between the ages of 8 to 18 must be accompanied by an adult. And of course, donations right now, they always need a few things to take care of these awesome pets over at the Sauk County Humane Society. They do want to thank everybody who came through with the pleas for canned dog food. They are stocked up in their cupboard, which is good news. Right now, though, they need some bleach, some laundry detergent, fabric softener sheets, and Dawn dish soap, and they could also use some lint rollers. Well, couldn't we all as pet owners? I go through about 90 of them a day. It's crazy. And of course, you know, you could have those delivered through Amazon. If you want to deliver some things from Chewy, you can do the shopping yourself, take it over. But if you don't have time for that, Amazon and Chewy will deliver things right to the door of the Sauk County Humane Society. Now, to check out more about what's happening over there, whether you want to volunteer, and they have many roles that you can volunteer for, or whether you want to check out photos of Riker and Loki, or maybe some of the other pets that need really great homes, saukhumane.org is where you need to go. Now, we'll take a look at this forecast, Finn, because I foresee a lot of puppies running around the yard over at the Sauk County Humane Society when I drive by later this week, because the temperatures are going to be gorgeous. And it's always so much fun to see a couple of them roaming around playing out there whenever you drive by. They're the best. Partly cloudy today with a high near 44, then down to 27 tonight. We are going to see lots of sun this week with a high of 51 tomorrow and then 54 on Wednesday. It is 20 right now.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy McAsey, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Antiques on Main celebrates Reedsburg area FFA members during National FFA Week. Call 524-0000 to learn more about Antiques on Main's estate sale services. They can help from sort to sale. Antiques on Main, great vintage shopping located in the heart of downtown Reedsburg.
Cottonwood Bar and Grill in Portage reminds us to salute our emergency first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. They are willing to put their lives on the line for hours with little or no thanks. First responders are the backbone of our country. They deserve our admiration, so thank them for everything they do for us. This message is from Cottonwood Bar and Grill in Portage.
I want you to want me.
I love you.
Cheap Trick and I Want You to Want Me. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:36 right now. And Finn, I don't know if you ever have this problem, but you walk into the grocery store, you're ready to load up the cart, get everything you need, get in and out as quickly as you can, and you start pushing the cart, and you realize that you got the cart with the wonky wheel. You know, the one that you have a hard time steering or goes whoop-a-whoop-a-whoop as you're trying to walk through the store, because
I had that
happen
to me just a couple of weeks ago. I was in the store, and I had a cart like that, and it was so loud.
It's annoying,
and, you know,
too.
And then people are staring at you, right? And like some lady looked at me, and she's like, oh, you got one of the bad ones.
Yeah, I did.
So it happens. I actually wound up taking it back and getting a different cart, because there was no way I was going to make it through, you know, a 40-minute
right?
journey through the store with a squeaky cart like that.
Well, and I always love them, too, because then that one wheel has its mind of its own. So you're like over to your right, and then it pulls over to the left, and you're like, you get an arm workout, right? You get an arm workout in the meantime, and then once you start getting stuff in it, it's even worse. Well, this is one of the biggest mysteries in life as to why every other shopping cart at the store has a busted wheel. Problem we obviously have not solved quite yet. Now, the old myth was that grocery stores did it on purpose to slow you down, to make you buy more stuff. If you could just zip through the aisles, you wouldn't make as many of those impulse purchases, but that's not really the truth at all. According to one of the companies that makes those carts, the real reason behind stuck wheels is more innocent. The carts just get used a lot, and we don't take very good care of them as customers. Stuck wheels aren't as common at other retailers like clothing stores because the carts are obviously getting used a whole lot less. And the ones at grocery stores always get taken outside in the elements as well. And when you're buying just pants, you can carry those out in a bag, right? Over time, rolling through the parking lot warps the metal caster plate underneath each wheel, which can make the wheel stick or lift up off the ground or actually put it out of alignment, according to the maker of these shopping carts. Those caster plates tend to only last 5 years before they need replacing, and most stores replace them as needed, not all at once. So that's why a lot of the carts have that one, just one funky wheel.
Now we know that makes sense.
Uh-huh. I mean, it makes sense when you think about it. They're not really made to go out into those bumpy parking lots and go over big cracks in the concrete. They're also not really made to go over snow piles. And then, of course, you know, we push them into the cart corrals, and then they bump into everything else. Sometimes they hit the side of the cart corrals and all that good stuff. So I guess all of that makes sense. Maybe we just need to be better cart drivers and better stewards of the carts. I don't know.
They do take a beating.
They do.
I mean, yeah. Wow.
And then if you ever watch them when they're like trying to, if you're out at Walmart sometime, watch them with that little machine that's the cart corral thing, and they line them all up, and they've got like 150 carts, and they're pushing them all together, and they all slam into each other once you get them underneath that door where the carts are. It's kind of crazy what the carts go through, quite honestly.
Have you ever had one drift away from you where you put it up next to the car and you're going to take the groceries out and it starts to slide away?
Yes, absolutely. Because you don't have enough in it, or the wind catches it, or
hopefully
the wheels aren't
turned.
Hopefully
not into somebody else's vehicle, but
Corey and I were just at Walmart a couple weeks ago. We went to the Wisconsin Dells Walmart. We went and ate, and I needed a couple things before we came home. And as we're walking out, somebody, you know, because that Walmart is really overrun with all of the tourists who come into town all of the time. So thank you for being here, but I try not to go to that Walmart very often, because
I bet you in the summer you don't go to that Walmart at all.
No, it's got to be some sort of like I'm out of it emergency in order for me to go over there, because it's just crazy. The parking lot is always pot packed, which I get. People are coming to Walmart, and when you walk in there, they're getting snacks for the entire week and drinks and all of that, which is awesome. We love you being here.
It's just really busy.
I'm going to go somewhere a little slower paced because I'm old and all I really need is my bananas. That's all I'm looking for right now. But, you know, it was funny. We were walking out of the store and we were watching this cart because it had drifted, right? And so it's just tooling through the parking lot all by itself. And then it takes a sharp right turn. And as we're watching it, I said, Corey's like, that's going to hit somebody's car. And we were too far away to actually run after it to get it. And I was like, you know whose car it's going to hit? It was going right for ours. It was going right for our car. And as it's getting there, it's approaching, and we had the RAV. If it hits the RAV, it that thing's taken so many rocks and hailstones, whatever. And so we're watching it go towards the RAV, and then it makes a sharp left turn. I don't know why it did it, but it made a sharp left turn, and it just keeps tooling through the parking lot. Finally, it hit a grate, one of those like water grates that they have in the parking lot. I can't even think of what those are called right now.
Yeah.
And you know, it. Yeah, and those dip down a little bit for the water to go through when it's raining really hard. And it got there and it spun around like four times because its one wheel went down and then it just sat there. Now, here was the problem,
like it was
though.
Possessed or something.
It was. It was very strange. We did go and get it, though, because it was in the middle of a driving lane. It was literally in the middle of a driving lane and it was dark. And Corey's like, somebody is going to hit that cart because they're not going to see it. So we did go retrieve it and put it back in the cart corral. But we were commentating. We were like, oh, look at it go. Oh, it's in the lead. It's going to the right. And this is what we do in our spare time, people. Yes, you should be very concerned about our...
Do something when you're at a Walmart. You've got to find some entertainment somehow, right?
Yes, this is true. And I always say to my husband, you don't need to go into with me because I know how he feels about going into stores just in general. And so I'm always like, it's fine. Just drop me at the door. I'll take 5 seconds. Let me go get my thing. He insisted on going with me that night. So it made the trip a little bit more interesting. He also doesn't like to walk on concrete. He got plantar fasciitis. Probably about 8-9 years ago, building studios, same thing we're doing now. But he was up and down the ladder so much, he got plantar fasciitis kind of badly. And so whenever he walks on concrete now, it just kills like the back of his leg into his knee. It just absolutely kills him. So he's not great in stores in general. So I'm always like, it's fine. I'll do it. Just stay in the car. But no, he insisted on going in that night. So we had to have cart commentary in order to make the trip a little bit better.
Hopefully Walmart radio helped out a little bit to soothe the pain a little bit.
They play some good stuff. I mean, they do play some interesting stuff. Sometimes I'm in there and I'm like, whoa, I can't believe somebody actually pulled this out. It's fun. Mm-hmm. The boys in this house are convinced that I just like to go to Walmart. That's not what it is. I genuinely need stuff, but I also like to listen to Walmart radio. So it's kind of entertaining for me all at the same time. Nobody else is paying attention to it. I find it fascinating, quite honestly.
I'm really tuned into it when I'm in there.
It's because, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I just love it when they take calls from stores all over the country and then they play the requests and dedicate them to the other stores or the other produce sections all across the Walmart area. I'm like, this is cool. It's kind of fun. Pay attention to Walmart Radio Network, people. I dream, my aspiration is to be on the Walmart Radio Network someday.
We're both shooting for the same goal there. Yeah. This one goes out to Chad working at the Baraboo Walmart. He wanted to hear. Yeah, it's crazy.
They can play anything they want, too. I've heard everything from country to hip hop all the way to stuff from the 70s. It's super, super fun. It's fun. I do have a good time with it. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. We're going to warm things up as we continue through this week. We're talking temperatures in the mid-50s by Wednesday. Sean Cable's going to tell you about that. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. State swimming and diving this past weekend at Waukesha South High School on Friday night in the Division II tournament. First off, for event number two, it was the Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights team finishing seventh in that relay event. The 200-yard medley relay team for Baraboo finished with a 13th place finish there at state. In event number five, the 50-yard freestyle, Ethan Goodman from Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights, the freshman with a 14th place finish at state. Boys 100-yard butterfly saw Adam Cockle with a 13th place finish in that event. Baraboo's Ryan Reuter, 15th in event number 7, the boys' 100-yard freestyle. And in event number 8, the 500-yard freestyle, it was Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights, both Anthony Rosario and Caleb Gregg finishing 15th and 16th, respectively, in that one. Baraboo's 200-yard freestyle relay team with a 12th place result, and the Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights squad finished 8th. In event number 10, it was Ryan Reuter, 5th overall there in the 100-yard backstroke. Carson Lamont from Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights finished 8th for that one. And finally, the 400-yard freestyle relay, the final event of the night, saw Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights finish 10th and Baraboo 14th. Congratulations to all the athletes who competed there at state. There was also sectional wrestling this past weekend with individuals trying to move on to state for that event. Baraboo's Desmond Severson just missed out at 106, finishing 3rd at the event. Trayton Curtin won at 113 pounds to punch his ticket. He, of course, for the Reedsburg Beavers. His teammate Cade Parrish will also be moving on to state at 120. With a second place finish, Baraboo's Peyton Oberg will advance on. He finished runner up at 132. Reedsburg's Colton Harrits also advancing on at 138. The Thunderbirds' Talon Pickler will be heading to state with a second place finish at 150. Braxton Walter finished 3rd at 175 for Reedsburg to just miss out. Brayson Ballwig was right behind him from Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights. Braylon Owen is the sectional champion at 175 from the Baraboo Thunderbirds. He'll of course move on to state as well. And Reedsburg's Jesus Gonzalez with a win at 215 to advance on as well. State wrestling will get started Thursday at the Cole Center in Madison. Also in action from this past weekend, boys basketball, it was Baraboo falling to Reedsburg on Friday, 69-58 the final there. Sauk Prairie, a 72-52 home win over Portage. Mount Horeb beats Edgewood 65-49, and Stoughton with a win over McFarland 71-42. Then on Saturday was Lake Mills topping Sauk Prairie 71-65. Mount Horeb goes on the road to get a 72-53 win over Watertown. Girls hoops from Friday, Stoughton a 40-37 win over Sauk Prairie. Reedsburg falls at home to McFarland 54-46, and Mount Horeb 61-29, the home victory against Portage. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10 here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, sunshine, 51. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 54. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:49 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully you're having a great Monday. A lot of coffee, lots of donuts. It all makes things better. Here's the Pointer Sisters, Fire on 99.7 Max FM.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, I say I wanna be alone.
Well, Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah, baby, you can invent a love they couldn't deny. My words say split, but my words they lie. 'Cause when we kiss, ooh, fire.
The Pointer Sisters and Fire, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. I love the Pointer Sisters, my
Great
goodness.
Pick. Yeah.
I know, that's a good one, isn't it? That's one of my favorite Pointer Sisters songs. Now, we've got some celebrating to do on this Monday, of course. Some of us are at work. We'll hold down the fort until everybody else decides to join us tomorrow. Some people are off today because, after all, it is President's Day, so that's always a nice little three-day week weekend. But there's some other things on this calendar. We do have to celebrate as we're kind of hanging out on a Monday, no matter what our plight in life happens to be. Besides it being President's Day, today is also International Tug of War Day today, which is an interesting one on a Monday, especially when the weather's a little colder. Now, I was never on the winning tug of war team when I was in elementary school or in middle school. I always got stuck on the team that wasn't so great. And I was a little competitive, but, you know, you do what you got to do. Now, I'm not a big tug of war fan unless there's some mud involved. Then it's always fun to watch somebody fly into it, just saying.
That's our lab retriever's favorite thing to do is tug of war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aspie really likes it too, but she tugs with the wrong toys. They're not actually tuggy toys. They're just toys, but she thinks that it's a tug of war game and it's really not. And it's a whole big thing. And then she rips it and then she gets sad. Then she eats all the cotton out of it. It's a thing. It's a thing. It's a pattern. And we work through it daily. Let's see. What is it? What else is today? It's Prevent Plagiarism Day today as well, which I know is becoming a big one, especially in the schools with the rise of AI and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, just trying to teach kids to have their own original thoughts, basically, is what we're doing today. National Eyelash Day is also today. Important. They keep things out of your eyes, Finn. They're actually there to protect them. So there is that. And then, of course, it's National Arabian Horse Day today as well. It's President's Day. A lot of people aren't working. These are not great. I'm trying to make them as exciting as I absolutely can. Now, Arabians are actually very important to me, though, because my grandparents raised Arabians for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And then they showed them as well. I actually had my own little pony when I was very, very little until there was a tragic event that took place in my grandpa and grandma's tiny town of Armour, South Dakota. And by this time, they only had a few of their horses left. But I'm going to share this morning, and it's actually really, really horrible. It was an Easter morning, and my grandpa went out to feed. The stud of the group was called Ole P. That was his name, and he was a persnickety older fellow, but he had a lot of young colts under in his day, and he was my grandpa's horse, and he was a little persnickety at that point. And so he had a very strict routine and a very strict schedule. And so my grandpa went out to get Ole P and the four mares that they still had left, and my colt. Out for the day, and called them because they were like dogs. They truly were. You called them by name and our horses came to you. It's just how it was because that's how my grandpa was with his horses. And didn't come. They didn't come out of their stables. They didn't come. He thought they were just lying down. So he went and checked on them. It was Easter morning, and somebody, some evil, awful human being, had gone around the entire town and poisoned all of the outside animals. Not even joking. That's horrible. Dogs, cats, cattle, our horses. It was absolutely horrific. There were hundreds of animals killed that Easter morning in Armour, South Dakota, and including the rest of what we had for our horses. And my grandpa was already older, and he just chose not to continue with the horses anymore. So, but it was awful. Oh, it was
break
awful.
Your heart.
It was yeah. awful. It was terrible. And I remember the phone ringing, and I was just little. I was only about 4 or 5. And my dad, who had also rode horses when he was growing up, obviously, he was just dumbfounded. And we all jumped in the car because then we had to take care of these 5 horses that were all there, plus the colt. And we had to make sure that we did proper burials for them and all of that kind of stuff. It was horrific. It was awful. It was one of the most awful things ever. And they never
did
figure out.
Did they ever find the person that did
nope.
this?
They never figured out who did it. It was awful.
Oh.
But yeah, people's dogs, and there were outside cats, and there were a few cattles and calves that cows with calves that were killed that night, and everything. It was awful. So.
I was just reading a story last week. I see these stories, and most people, I think these kind of stories, it gets to them, you know.
Yes,
I mean
it was
really,
terrible.
Yeah, because I was reading a story last week about a dog that had been shot, and had been shot a couple of times and left by the side of the road, and miraculously they saved the dog, and so the dog is still alive. But
yeah,
I hate hearing stories.
Isn't it
like
horrible?
That. It's just awful.
It's people are strange,
really,
and they do really weird
there.
Things. Yeah. And I, yeah, it's baffling to me. Yesterday when we were driving around Minneapolis twice on 2 separate occasions, in separate parts of the city, we saw cars pulled over because at one point there was a box overturned in a ditch, and so somebody was out checking it, I'm sure, to make sure there were no puppies or kitties in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the day, about 20 minutes from the airport, we saw somebody pulled over on the side of a road. There was a plastic tub that looked like it flown off somebody's vehicle, and it was also overturned in the ditch, and they were over there turning it upside down. I'm going to assume that either they, you know, were really thrifty, and that's where they get most of their stuff, is from the side of the road, or crazy thought here, they were, you know, trying to make sure there were no living animals in there, which is
right.
pretty darn awesome
yeah.
of them to do as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, it was a pretty horrific turn of events on an Easter morning when, obviously, when the horses got tucked away that night, they were all perfectly fine and healthy, and there was no issues with them or anything. So it was a pretty ugly way to start the Easter morning. That's for
well,
sure.
Well, hopefully there was some karma that went around.
Hopefully.
Track that person down. Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine thinking that was an oak. I mean, like, what would you even be thinking at that point to poison that many animals? It was awful. It was truly awful. My grandpa, I know, I mean, Ole P, he had years in him left. He was cantankerous old bugger, but he still had some years in him. And and the mares were not very old, and my colt wasn't even a year old yet. So they still had some life in them, and it was awful. It was awful.
Yeah.
So everybody kind of mourned it together because nobody really understood what had actually happened on that Easter morning. Then as we wrap up our calendar days, well, if that's not uplifting on a Monday, let me tell you. we do have one food one that we have to share this morning. It's National Chocolate Mint Day today. So we're actually talking like the peppermint patties kind of thing. Now, I know this one can be a little polarizing, though, because not everybody loves mint, right? I guess it depends on how minty it is. Does it taste like real mint, or does it taste like my Crest toothpaste?